From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel with a prediction about the week to come. You're going to hear quite a lot about immigration. Next Monday, President Bush will give a primetime address on the matter. The White House says he will lay out a, and we quote, comprehensive proposal for immigration reform. The Senate will also restart its debate on immigration legislation next week. Republicans and Democrats have reached a deal to take up the issue again, breaking a long stalemate.
Today, we're going to take a look at the immigration equation from the Mexican side. An estimated 400,000 Mexicans come to the U.S. every year. That massive movement of people has turned some places in Mexico into ghost towns. In others, only women and small children have been left behind. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story of efforts to stop the flow of immigrants, where it starts.
The Mexican government has arguably done little for its migrants, and so increasingly civil society has been stepping in, coming up with innovative ideas on how to help people not only stay here, but also, well, believe in Mexico. Hanson Gordon is an economist who specializes in immigration at the University of California, San Diego. He says Mexico needs steady growth, of course, but also...
Mexico needs to change the expectations of its young workers about where they may have decent prospects. You don't need Mexican wages to rise to U.S. levels to keep people at home. You need to convince people that they've got a future if they stay in Mexico.
The idea has normally been that if you provide more jobs in the home communities, then migration will ease. But it seems many migrants have some job opportunities at home, and they're simply chasing bigger incomes. Since there probably will be a wage and income gap between Mexico and the U.S. for the foreseeable future, what has to happen to keep people in their home communities?
Buenas tardes. Bienvenidos al Mineral de la Luz.
Manuel Rivera Beltran is a gawky 17-year-old who leads a practice tour of his village. Mineral de la Luz is an old mining town high up in the hills in the state of Guanajuato. It doesn't have much, but it does have history. When gold and silver were discovered here in the 1500s, it became a boom town for centuries. At one point, 25,000 people lived here, and it was almost made the state capital. Now, the population is about 1,200 and ever dwindling. Most of the mines have closed, and most of the people have gone north to the U.S., especially the teenagers. Many of the pickups in the town have Florida license plates. The idea started for tours with the students themselves.
This began through a school program in which we had to come up with a project for the community as an assignment. But now this is something that is actually being carried out, and it's for the benefit of the entire community.
Victoria Gomez is another local high school student who says that when they came up with the project, they had no idea that they could really try and make it work. But now, after talking with community leaders, the students have big plans. They want to regenerate their town through tourism. Already, the town square has been done up. They're hoping to buy horses to take visitors on trail rides to the old mines and create a mining museum. Gomez says the most important part of the project, though, has been learning the history of the town.
When I started looking into our history, I was really surprised. I had no idea that this was such an important town. Now there's nothing, but I didn't know what it once had been.
They petitioned a number of government agencies for funding to no avail, and so charities have stepped in to give what limited help they can. It's still early days. Adriana Cortés Jiménez heads one of them, the Fundación Comunitaria del Bajío, an umbrella NGO based in Guanajuato State. For her, this project is not only about possibly finding jobs so the kids will stay.
They really need to feel proud where they belonged. They need to be proud about their roots. If you lose your identity, you lose your way in this life, no?
Cortez has been doing NGO work for 20 years with the disabled and drug abusers, but only began focusing on migrants 4 years ago. She says she realized that it was the most urgent concern of many of the communities. A few hours away is a farming village of 70 families. It's reachable only by traveling over a rocky riverbed that floods in the rainy season, trapping the villagers of El Gusano, which means the worm, for days at a time. Here in El Gusano, it's the patron saint day, and the entire village has come out to celebrate. The most striking thing, seeing everyone gathered together, is that there are hardly any men here at all.
Sí, no le iban a estar suplicando que les mandara de aquí, pero que no les... Sí, yo también oí.
¿Oíste eso?
Sí, oí lo que dice.
Up the road, a group of women sit in a circle. Tania García's husband left in February for Dallas, joining one of her sons who left when he was 15 with a group of friends. She has 9 other children. She says she often feels sad and lonely. But for a year now, women from the community have banded together. They meet every 8 days to embroider napkins and dresses, which they then sell.
I think it helps us a lot. We sew things for ourselves, and what we make serves us to buy what we need.
They also use the circle as a kind of group therapy, talking over their problems. Binding them together, too, is a system of saving they've put in place with the help of another social worker from a nearby town. Each woman has a small bag in which she puts an amount of money each week. It can be as little as a peso, about 10 cents. She's not allowed to touch it for at least 6 months. The bags are stored in a locked toolbox, which one of them keeps. Another woman has the key, so it can't be opened without both being there. Victoria Barcenas is in the program. She's 30 and has 3 children.
We take the money out on important days for celebrations. Because there is so little work for us here, we use that money instead.
It allows them not to go into debt if there's a crisis, too. Back at the party, near where children are playing, NGO worker Adriana Cortez Jimenez says she knows that these projects and the 18 other ones she has are not going to slow migration just yet.
Before, some families stay here. And they go and come back, they go and come back, they bring the money to grow the family here. But now, no. The new generation, they are living, just living. And for sure, this generation is not going to come back to Mexico. We are losing the people. We are losing our families. We are losing our culture.
The purpose, she says, is to give hope and a sense of belonging to fractured families. She says more and more people in Mexico are waking up to the problems migration is bringing. She says Mexico can provide help, but it's a race against time.
We are giving everything that we have, our capacity, our energy. If you come here and talk to the people and just see how they live, nobody wants to live. They just want to live better. They just want to have a better life.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, El Gusano, Mexico.